Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you're going to hate this. In-N-Out Burger is no longer America's favorite hamburger. I know how much you love In-N-Out Burgers, but it's no longer number one.
What?
No. It's fallen to number two.
What's behind what? Behind what?
Five Guys.
Really?
Five Guys Hamburgers takes over the number one slot in America.
You know, I've never had a Five Guys burger.
You haven't?
I never have.
You know, I don't know if I have either, to be honest.
Can I see the list?
Yeah, sure can. They have the top 10 if you want to go through it. You want to? I mean, everybody loves a good hamburger. I think this is exciting.
Well, there's no Juicy Burger and there's no Buds.
I love Juicy Burger. I've never had a Buds.
What?
But I love Juicy Burger. I got my sweatshirt on today. Juicy Burger all the way. But I guess these are national chains.
Okay, so
that's the difference. I'm sure there are great hamburgers out there that deserve to be on this list.
Number 10 is Steak and Shake. By the way, love the Steak and Shake.
All right, I got to agree.
I love the Steak and
Shake. I think Steak and Shake's better than number 10.
That is number 10.
I said I think it's better than that. It should be way up the list.
I'm like, wait, huh?
No, it's better.
I get it now. Number 9 is Smash Burger.
Pretty good hamburger. It's a pretty good hamburger.
I haven't had that one either.
No, it's good. It's good and nice and greasy. It's good.
Number 8, Sonic. I do like the Sonic.
Sonic's good.
I like the Sonic.
Yeah.
Number 7, McDonald's.
So far, we like them all.
I like the McDonald's because McDonald's never lets you down. It's just always the right way.
I love the Big Mac.
Number 6 is Whataburger.
Oh.
Where's Whataburger?
Amazing. They're east of the Mississippi, aren't they?
Yeah, they would be south, because I only experienced them down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had one. Number 5, Culver's.
Don't know what that one is.
Either. Yeah.
Don't know that one.
Number 4, Wendy's.
Oh, now they're my favorite.
I'm
with Jamie on that
one. Well,
one
time I bit into one, it had a little gristle in it,
I never had another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big Wendy's fan.
Number 3, Shake Shack.
That's a brand new one.
That's a brand new one.
That originated in New York City, I think, and it's just starting to spread. Wasn't there word that the Shake Shack is coming here?
Yes, there is.
Remember, there was a rumor floating around. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
I heard that there was one because
there was a rumor that In-N-Out was too, but it turned out that was false.
Well, I know.
Yeah, but I think the Shake Shack is coming.
It's real.
It is coming.
Yeah. What does it say?
It's going to open up its first location there in the Rhino area. Which is in down, like I-70, I-25, that area down in there.
Mm-hmm.
I-70, I-25.
Area, yeah.
Where it crosses.
That little pocket there. They built those new big apartments.
Yeah. Like the Highlands?
No, I think the Highlands is on the west side of I-25.
Anyway.
All right, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Number 2, Five Guys, and number 1, In-N-Out.
No, you've got it back. The In-N-Out Burger has dropped to number 2.
They're stupid.
Five Guys wins.
In-N-Out will always be number 1.
I can't believe the Whopper's not on this list.
Burger King. That's true.
I love the Whopper.
I know. I love the In-N-Out. I'm sorry. That is the best cheeseburger on the freaking planet. Oh, my God. Except for Bud's. I'm going to tell you, if you ever have a Bud's burger, you're going to be like, this is the best cheeseburger ever. And Juicy Burger.
Really?
Those are so good.
Yep. Juicy I've had, but I've never had. I had the In-N-Out. I told you how I felt about the In-N-Out.
Yeah, I know you did. Okay, you did it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did it wrong.
We went out to Los Angeles.
You did it wrong. Yes.
We had the In-N-Out burger. Uh-huh. I'd never had it before. I've been to L.A. many times, but never had the burger. And Jamie kept on. Finally, we have the hamburger. Mm-hmm. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It was a good hamburger.
You didn't
wasn't
order it
the best hamburger I've ever had.
But
it was good.
Did you have the special sauce on it?
No, I didn't know to get the special sauce. I just got a regular cheeseburger. Give me a cheeseburger.
And what did you ask to put on it?
A hamburger and some cheese.
You didn't have stuff
and a bun.
On it? Oh, you did it wrong.
But it was okay. It was all right. Sean, you had the burger. You went with us.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Was it the best burger you've ever had in your life?
I wouldn't say it was the best burger I ever had in my life, but it was a really good burger.
What's your number one burger?
My number one burger is the Wendy's. I am a Wendy's guy. I like the Wendy's burger. It's my number one favorite burger.
Really?
And then Wendy's. Well, next, Bud's would be the number one burger, but Bud's is one location for me. I can grab a Wendy's anywhere, and I love it. I'm always satisfied.
You're a Wendy's guy.
I am a Wendy's fella.
Please, you. Boy, oh boy.
It's good.
Oh boy.
Classic burger, and it's square.
Did you see the story of the lady that just took over the ownership of the In-N-Out Burgers?
The daughter.
Yeah, didn't her parents like pass away or something?
Yeah.
And she just inherited, or she reached a certain age where she inherits
everything.
No,
her parents passed away. Her parents are dead. So she's
goodness.
She's the daughter. I think there's a son too, but she's like the lead in it, and it's not publicly traded, so it's all hers.
It's all hers.
Yeah.
And there was a story that came out just, I don't know, maybe a week or two ago, where finally she had reached, I think, a certain age that she had to get to in order to receive this. And she got the inheritance. And it's billions of dollars. This lady, because the story was, she just became an instant billionaire.
Well, she used to always be in hiding. She never publicly spoke, and she was really a recluse. And then just now, she's starting to like be comfortable in her own shoes, and she's starting to go out because she got a little paranoid, like people were going to come and try to steal her money.
I think I would too, though.
Yeah.
If you came into that fortune so fast, because like you said, from what I read, she never had really anything to do with it. Didn't really want anything to do with it. She was just, her parents had it all. And then when she got to a certain age, and I guess they pass away, it all becomes hers. And so overnight, she's a billionaire. I mean, billions of dollars.
I forgot where I was. I was somewhere, I don't know, some island or something. And there was this really drunk lawyer there.
Yeah.
There was a drunk lawyer at the beach bar, and he was like, "I represent the daughter of In-N-Out, and she hates her brother." And so we were all like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, "Yeah, his brother sucks, and I'm the attorney for the In-N-Out lady."
You were at a bar.
A beach bar.
With a drunk lawyer.
Yeah, drunk. I don't know him.
Who was telling you that the In-N-Out queen hates your brother.
Yeah, that's what he said.
How'd you get around?
I don't even know if he
had. Man, that circle she runs in. Wasn't it just a few months ago that she's hanging out with El Chapo's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Right?
Drunk in a bar, right? El Chapo, the girlfriend.
That's a true story.
The one that ratted him out.
I know, but
Jamie's drinking with her. Scared her to death. She thought El Chapo was coming after her.
I did. Remember, I said I had to go to the bathroom, and I just left.
Yeah, you bolted on her. Once you started talking El Chapo stuff.
I was like, I don't want to be associated.
Man, the circles you run in.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, the other thing is, Jeannie Buss owns Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her brother are suing each other. Is that crazy? These people with all this money, it goes bad.
Another circle. In my drinking days, I'm sitting in a bar talking to a guy whose car just got repoed. That's all I got. That's all I got.
I'm just saying.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.